Hey, everybody. Gareth Reynolds here on the Patreon After Party. We're shouting out to all of our Patriots out there. We're excited to have you. Thanks for sticking around and what we're calling the After Party. We appreciate having you here. We appreciate everything you do for us, but this is a symbiotic situation. You give to us and we give to you. So I'm going to toss it over to my main man, D. Ants, who's got the small up. D, take it away, bud.
I don't want to do it now.
Come on, buddy. Do it with a go D.
No, not after that. I don't want
to do it, D.
I don't want to do it after you do
it. Drop it like it's hot, Ants. Let's party. 3, 2, 1.
Until the rise of factories in the late 19th and 20th century, most bread that people ate was made locally.
Oh, boy.
Wheat and other grains.
The preservatives?
No.
Founding?
Wheat and other grains are processed by hand in the home or at a bakery down the road.
Mm-hmm.
Usually a home, though. Bakeries, when they came, especially those that were mechanized, people thought they were dirty.
Mm-hmm.
Because people, they're like, I don't know what's in there. Like, it's better if it's made in a house.
Right.
Like, if Frank makes the bread, I get it. But a shop, like, you have a shop to make bread?
Frank is...
The fuck?
It's very interesting.
Yeah.
Frank's house is super clean. This place that only makes bread? I don't know about that.
Around the turn of the 20th century, going to the corner store to buy bread meant usually buying it from an immigrant.
Okay.
And the Bakery and Confectionery Workers International Union of America formed in 1886. And most of those chapters were dominated by immigrants.
Okay.
The bread and immigrants is pretty synonymous.
Right.
German bread, very coarse, unrefined, and dark, which is also considered dirty, like the immigrants who made it.
Huh?
So the dark bread, people are like, well, yeah, it's made by the dirty immigrants.
God,
so it's dirty bread.
We are really just, for how important and proper we think we are, mindlessly dumb. Yeah, it's their dirt.
So it's just a racist, right? Yeah. It's another racist thing. Yeah. They see it as like lower class living, these people that make the dark bread. Bread in bakeries is left out in the open. So people are like, well, it's going to get dirt and germs and other shit in it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, white bread also exists, and not everyone's pro white bread.
Well, the KKK was.
Yeah.
White power bread.
Presbyterian minister and health reformer Sylvester Graham thought loaves of white bread were tasteless and susceptible to additives like chalk and clay and plaster.
So what, everyone's just the dumbest? I mean, this is like bread idiocy. It's like, it's
well,
in
Gareth,
bread.
Can you, if there's white bread, then clearly it has clay in it.
Look,
think about it.
I'm going to walk you through how this works real quick, okay? White bread is susceptible to chalk and clay because clay is white.
Yeah.
Immigrant bread is dark because of their filthy, filthy hands and bodies. Okay.
Mm.
What you want to find is a clear bread.
Oh.
A see-through bread.
Sure.
Okay. Okay. That's it. This Thanks was my bread the, talk.
That was a great meeting.
Thank you.
So this minister thinks making loaves of white bread bigger and heavier was just tricking people into thinking they were getting more and better bread.
They are getting more.
But they're not. They're not. So Graham is like, make your bread at home and use rich, coarse ingredients. Don't buy this white bread that people are making.
Okay.
So food legislation is starting to get passed.
We got rid of that.
And the mass production in bread factories is also growing.
Okay.
Because the food legislation is helping that to happen, right?
Yep.
So bread made in factories is safe because it wasn't touched by human hands, especially those of the immigrant.
Yes, they're filthy.
The dirty
paws.
Immigrant hands are not touching the bread.
Right.
And then it was wrapped also.
Right.
You can just get it from a
right.
an immigrant. So white bread just becomes more and more popular. People are like, this is amazing. The immigrants aren't touching it. It's white. It's everything we ever want. Yes, that's what's happening. Are you shocked?
Yes.
You're shocked.
Yes.
It's people are crazy racist.
Yes. I did still, I mean, there's like, there's lots of things that are like eaten that you would just, if someone, I think we are, race can be trumped by taste. Like racists, like sure. The KKK would be like, well, man, that's some good, like Southern food though.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
But here we're like, white bread safe. It's made by whites.
Yeah. So white bread becomes more and more popular. And by the 1930s, 90% of the bread people are now eating is made in factories. And white bread is very easy to buy. It's affordable. It's considered healthy. And doctors like Woods Hutchinson are claiming... quote, no race ever yet ate black bread when it could get white, nor even brown, yellow, or other mulatto tint.
Oh my God. What the fuck? We should find his descendants and be allowed to beat them.
Yeah. You got that mixed race bread.
Oh my God. It's called multigrain. It just has some seeds in it.
Let me ask you about this bread. Can I ask you other? Did this bread have a white daddy and a dark mommy?
This bread is not a child. It's just baked. It's made. It's mixed. It's mixed in a bowl with other. No, it's not mixed. It's not race.
Mixed bread.
It is a multigrain bread. So it is.
Bunch of different.
It's way better for you. If you want to keep eating white bread is way worse for you. So this bread is better
white,
for you.
White bread matters. You understand?
It seems crazy. This is better. This is good. This is tasty too.
Touched by the germs.
Let me ask you this. You like your white bread. Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Great.
Good. I thought that was a statement.
Yeah. No, I'm just making sure. Let me toast it a little for you.
What are you doing right now?
Do you like that when you have breakfast with eggs and stuff like that? Are you just eating bread or are you having a little bit of toast?
What are you doing right now?
Well, I'm just saying it's nice to have it a little crispier. Wouldn't you agree? The problem is, when you take your white bread and you want to make it real, real tasty for breakfast, maybe an egg sandwich or something like that, is it just me or does that bread get a little darker? Oh, my God.
I'm going to get this place shut down.
Oh, my Lord. It's horrible. What are we doing?
Hey, this baker hates white people.
Hey, do you like eggs, by the way? The outside of the eggs.
Whites.
That tracks. Fine.
Hutchinson,
the idiot doctor,
was also a food columnist for McClure's magazine.
Of course.
So his opinions were widely disseminated.
Widely disseminated. Great.
Decade of the, so yeah. He's, yeah. His not-so-veiled racism, obviously, went along with the idea that status was tied to processed foods. The more processed the bread, the lighter it was, the higher the status of those who were eating it.
The more processed, the higher the status.
Yes.
Good. Yes. Keep eating your fucking high-status foods, you fucking idiots.
It's not the first time this happened. White sugar, when it came to Europe during the 17th century, was eaten by wealthy people as a sign of status.
Was invented, everyone was like, oh no, they're everywhere, maybe.
People who were less fortunate would eat white sugar, hoping that it would elevate their status.
Wow.
So Wonder Bread was introduced in the 1920s by
Hostess. It was actually a Nazi. It was called Wonder Bread.
But Wonder Bread really didn't hit the big time until the 1930s, when it was like a convenient, very large loaf of bread.
Mm-hmm.
Other store-bought breads were just a pound, but Wonder Bread was a pound and a half of sweet, sweet whiteness.
Big, and, fat, white.
And it was sliced.
Mm, that's right. Oh, that's an interesting... Yeah.
It was new, mechanized.
So slicing. That's, yeah, the best thing since sliced bread. So this was big.
Yep. And it wasn't, slicing wasn't introduced into factories till 1928. So Wonder Bread was like out of the chute, the first like sliced bread.
And by the way, what color of bread came up with the mechanical slicing? White.
I don't know. How would you know that? Like what? How would you know that?
You want a Grand Dragon bagel?
No.
Why not?
Because it sounds crazy.
It's real good. Want a little cream cheese? Also, what? Woo!
So, over the 20th century into the 21st, breads, like what they were, shifted. In the 1940s and 50s, there are new products and techniques in bread production. Like vitamins and minerals were added to counter the criticism that white bread didn't have great nutritional content.
It's funny. So telling me this really popular white bread, once you got into it, it really wasn't much to it other than just being like fucking full of bad shit.
In the 60s, just the term white bread now meant plain and boring. Like it's like street slang.
Right.
And by the 70s, people start having bread machines in their homes.
Bread machines?
Yeah. Like a bread making machine.
Uh-huh.
And sales start to go down to white bread in the 70s. And then recently, white bread has been declining even more in favor of whole wheat and like artisanal breads. And in 2009, wheat bread... For the first outsold white bread in U.S. history.
No.
For the first time.
Oh, my God. No.
And now those breads, artisanal grains, wheat, are specialized and more expensive. So
you're telling me, hold on, Jagoff. You're telling me that we let a bunch of them. Multi-grained artisanals into this country.
They won.
Let them.
That's right.
Sit on our shelves. I told you
this is what would happen.
They took the jobs of white breads.
Yeah.
Can I get a Wonder Bread?
So those the brown darker breads become more expensive.
Watch yourself, Dave. Don't get bread canceled.
And now, sliced white bread in the store is now synonymous with fucking poverty.
It's fucking horrifying is what it is. As it should, it's like $1.69 a loaf.
But it flipped.
Yes, it flipped because it's fucking trash. Because when when you put white at the helm of stuff, it guts it and it becomes bad. I'll still rock a bit of Wonder Bread every now and then, like holidays. I don't think during the holidays.
I don't think I've ever had Wonder Bread once in my life.
Oh my God. Who are you?
I really don't think I've ever had a slice of Wonder Bread.
I've had Wonder Bread.
No.
Yeah.
I was always taught that it was gross from when I was growing up. Like, don't eat it.
It is gross, but it's also like, if you're like, look, it's like, if you're going to get drunk, it's like if you're just going to be a shithead, white bread is trash bread. It's white trash bread.
Yeah. That's the flip. Like it's totally inverted. And it went from being the fancy white people's bread to now the white trash bread, and all the fancy white people are.
I still think we should be able to beat up that doctor's descendants.
I want to beat up a lot of doctors.
Yeah. Well, it's not what I'm saying necessarily.
Well, I think we should do wilding in hospitals.
What does that mean?
You just go fucking get a group of people and go ape shit and just start hitting people and in a mob.
No. Nope.
So this is based on in ranker.com, the racist history of Wonder Bread.
Wow. Fucking A. I can only imagine your little face when you saw that headline too. You're like, to the smallop zone. All right. Well, there you go. Enjoy it, everybody. You got a smallop.